it's a lot of people, you know, like Chase King, they're going to feel inferior from this conversation because, you know, they probably was watching this with their girl one day and their girl was like, oh, you know, I want you to be more like him. And now he only watched me privately so he can hate. That happens in real life. A lot of these guys, they feel some type of way about it because you very matter of fact in who you are because you a man's man. They haven't had a father in their life. And so, you know, they stick around and they subscribe so that they can listen to what you talk about. And secretly, when they go home, they mimic themselves. They talk like you. They go get glasses like you. They let their beard grow out like yours. They had their little patches in their face. You know what I'm saying? They do all of these things to be like you. They try to get the same car as you. They get them a mini Cybertruck. They get them one on Amazon that costs $13.99 so they can drive around in their little buggy. Let them rock. As long as we're impacting and we're influencing them, let them be them. Let them be them. You know, they gonna imitate your work. Is this how Anton said? They be in the mirror. Substantiate your argument. How we gonna get down today, y'all? Let's pray for everybody. And they take your talking points and they bring them to their little family and they be like, oh, we seen him on the internet. You talking just like him. Do your thing, bro. You never had a father in your life. You never had your uncle to tell you that you was a little bit too sassy. Your mama keep telling you, you know, sit down when you pee when you was little and you still carried that same sentiment and that same spirit. You got that bitch spirit in you. You know what I'm saying? You got to let that bitchy go, that bitchy spirit in you. It's Saturday. It's Saturday. I know that the daycares is closed. You got to let that bitchy spirit up out of you. All of that wholeness that you got in you, all of that, you know, I'm going to say something every time. You got that. You got your mama's bitchy spirit in you. You need to let that shit go. And this is not just for him in particular. This is for a lot of guys that always feel the need to be sassy. You know what I'm saying? The type of niggas that be walking around and driving around on that spare tire. He got two spare tires, one on the front driver's side and one on the back passenger side. And they be sassy as fuck. You know what I'm saying? You got to let that bitchy spirit up out of you, bro. And when you let that go, your life is going to change. Everything is going to be different going forward. Everything is going to be different going forward. The minute that you let that hoe up out of you, and you need to ask God, God, take this hoe up out of me. Like, real talk. When we get off of here, no jokes, no none of that. Go in your prayer closet. Get on your, you too, you know what I'm saying? You got too much haughty spirit in you. You got that haughtiness in you. When you go in your prayer closet or before you go to sleep tonight, you know what I'm saying? And you wake up and God is dealing with you, tell him to get this hoe up out of me. Get this hoe up out of me. I'm acting just like a chick that's asking for $40 over in the Dominican Republic from a dude that took a spirit flight over here to fuck me. Ask God to take that up out of you. That's not you. That's not what you're supposed to be. All of y'all walking around sassy, your mama taught you that. So you don't know how to be in the presence amongst men and not try to say something just because you want some attention because you didn't get it when you was little. You got to ask God to release you of that bitch. Tell him, I don't want to be a bitch no more. You know what I'm saying? Seriously. You keep watching all of this nasty porn and stuff like that, this shit that's demonic every day, and you getting more and more sassy in your ways. And you look at your profile picture, big dog. You went on the internet. That's what hoes do. They get profile pictures of stuff that they think look cute. They don't put their real selves up there sometimes. You went on Google and Googled this profile picture that is not of you. And you said, I think that this look good, and I'm going to put this on my profile. That's the hoe in you talking right now, bro. That's the hoe in you talking. You don't even use your real name. You an alias. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to get that hoe up out of you, bro. It's not of you. It's not from us. It's not from us. Am I wrong or am I wrong? You got a profile picture and you went and got a crown. Nobody calls you king in real life, big dog. Real talk. Nobody. Nobody says, yeah, he looks like a king. Conversely, I swing with a big stick and my nuts hang all the way down. And everywhere I go, everybody gets down and they make sure that I'm taken care of. That's how kings get treated. When I go into the crib, I get my feet washed. I can't get 2 feet without somebody saying, oh man, let me heat this up for you. What? My location is followed to know how close I am to the house so that they know when to put my food in the oven. That's the shit that I get. It's different. And then they always want to get said, no, you pressed. That's what bitches say. You're pressed. What man do you know says you're pressed? What man do you know says you're pressed. Oh, you press. You press. That's what women talk like. Look at this. You, not while you press. Got to get that woman up out of you, bro. You got to get that female up out of you, bro. I love you, though. Tell your mama I said what up. Tell Bertha I said what up. Anyways, y'all ready? Y'all ready to get... All I ask is for God to use me. Maybe he going to change somebody's life today and they're going to say, you know what? I was not chasing no more. All I ask is for God to use me. And then we going to make it happen. We going to make it shake. You know what I'm saying? That's what the women really want to show y'all. That's what they really want to say to y'all. They don't know how to say it without you getting offended because then you're going to go and cuss her out. That's what the women really... What is this? Wednesday night right now? I feel like I'm on a Wednesday night back in the day. That's what the women want to say to you. You sound just like your mama. You sound, look, and you act like your mama, and you switch like your mama. That's what the women be really wanting to say to y'all, but they don't want y'all to call them too masculine, or they don't want y'all to go off and say, you a chameleon. Okay, well, let me go ahead and speak it out for you. Because they say that Anton, you know, is a little bit more biased, and I'm always for the guys. No, I'm an equal accountability smoke giver. I am going to give you the truth, whether you a man or a woman. I'm a hold women accountable. I'm a hold men accountable. I'm gonna give credit where credit is due. And I'm going to hold you accountable when you need to be held accountable. Use a bitch. And a man ain't in you. It's a twinkle in your father's eye. This is what the women really want to tell you. I'm going to tell you what they really want to tell you, bro. Pick your balls up, man. If you still got them, if you haven't transitioned yet. Anyways, come on, y'all. Let's go ahead and get back to the show. Let's get back to the show. Let me read some of these super chats. And I don't know where it come from. It come all the way down. Press on up. You know what I'm saying?